This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz with Morning Devotions. Have you ever had the experience of being rejected? For example, how would you react if your boss called you into his office and said, "You're fired as from today"? How would that feel? Well, unless you were wanting to leave, it would be a fairly humiliating experience. Or if your husband suddenly said, "Our marriage is over," or a lifelong friend says, "I don't want to be your friend anymore, I despise you." How would you handle this type of rejection? So whether rejection we experience is big or small, one thing remains constant. It always hurts, and it usually hurts more than we expect it to. So here's a question. Why? Why are we so bothered by a good friend failing to like the family holiday picture that we posted on Facebook? Why does it actually ruin our day or our mood? Why would something so seemingly insignificant make us feel angry at our friend or make us feel bad about ourselves? Rejections are the most common emotional wound that we sustain in daily life. That's what the psychologists and therapists say. And the counsellors would also agree. And because we're human, we're susceptible to all kinds of negative emotions. And this is called emotional pain, just like physical pain. The reality is that we have a deep need to be valued and accepted by others. Each day there is a big possibility that somewhere along the line you will be rejected. Someone's going to disagree with you, or you may have a falling out. But really, it's not the end of the world, because everyday situations can lead to feelings of rejection, like if your joke didn't get a laugh, or no one remembered to save you a seat at the lunch table, or the person you really like won't talk to you. So it goes on and on. Feeling rejected is the opposite of feeling accepted, but being rejected, and we will at some time, doesn't mean someone is not liked or valued or important. It just means that at one time, in one situation, things didn't work out. Rejection does hurt. But here's what's important. It's impossible to avoid it altogether. In fact, you don't want to, really, because people who become too afraid of rejection might hold back from going after something they want. Sure, they avoid rejection, but they're also 100% guaranteed to miss out on what they won't try for. So let's try and keep things in perspective and say to yourself, okay, so I got rejected this time. Maybe next time I'll get a yes. Well, that's what happened. I don't like it. It's not how that I wanted things to work out. But everyone gets rejected and I'll try again. Did you know the word rejection comes from a Latin word that means to be thrown back? When we experience rejection, the feeling not only stops us in our present pursuits, but it sometimes causes us to retreat from going further. We're frightened of failure. In psychology, this phenomenon is called learned helplessness. We are most vulnerable at the point of rejection. We experience disapproval, and that becomes a catalyst for self-defeat. Now, I want to suggest something else here. Jesus gives us the ultimate example of how to thrive through rejection. And if you take a serious look at the life of Jesus Christ, you'll notice that even the Son of God was not immune to the sting of rejection. From the start of his ministry, Jesus encountered opposition and disbelief. People questioned his authority. He even told his disciples to expect rejection by the world. You can read that in John 15, verse 18. And even when hanging on a cross at his lowest point of rejection, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." That's an incredible inspiration. When someone hurts us, we often respond in anger or sadness, and we try to cope in a number of ways, like blaming others or denying it happened or retreating. But healing comes when we approach God with our pain, to name it and tell him all about it, for he understands and he loves you. I think we need to confront these negative emotions, allow ourselves to be honest with God, and I'm sure you'll experience his mercy and grace. Heavenly Father, I just pray today you'll get me past the fear of rejection. Help me not to let it bog me down. I don't want to be stuck. I want to move forward, even in the midst of obstacles. With your strength, I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.